Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Tyra's mother, and I'd like to thank everyone for coming out and for their support and all. And I just ask for everyone to just keep us all in prayers, and hopefully, you know, we won't have to go through this, you know, anymore. And just thanks again, everyone, for all your support. Take care.
But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms.
My name is Sandy Ross, the executive director and founder of Trans United, which is a community-based program that provides resources to the transgender community. The reason why we organized it, because one of the transgender women in our community was murdered. We don't know why, we don't know what happened, but we do know that she was murdered. And she was found in West Baltimore on Virginia Avenue, as you may have heard. So we threw the candlelight vigil because we wanted people to be able to come out and say goodbye to Tyra. For the people who didn't go to her funeral, and we wanted to also bring a message to the community that there were people who loved her. And there were friends, you know, family who loved her, and there were people in the community. The people in the community are very concerned about these kinds of issues that keep happening to the transgender community.
So my name is Eddie Adonis, and I'm the co-producer of the Charm City Boys, and also one of the organizers of the International Drag King Extravaganza 12 that happened in Baltimore in October. There are way too often experiences in this community where trans people are absolutely ignored or attacked, or ultimately maybe even face a very sad and lonely death because of who they are. And unfortunately, I think our community often overlooks this population, and it's something that very dear friends of mine actually end up suffering on a daily basis, including not being able to use bathrooms, not being able to have safe spaces, not being able to have a home, being able to be kicked out of their homes or their jobs because of who they are. And I really think that in a community where we obviously value difference and really value who we are individually, I think we're often overlooking the transgender population.
I'm Denise LeClaire. I'm the executive director of the International Foundation for Gender Education. I'm out here to remember Tyra, because she's just another one of our members of our community who's been senselessly killed. And I've been to so many of these over the last 11 years that I've been doing this work. It breaks my heart every time. There's so little that's done about the violence against us, and so little that's done against the discrimination against the transgender community. It's an outrage. It's one of the few populations where it's just considered to be okay to discriminate. That we're considered to be less than people.
Never thought I'd feel this way, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance.
The thing that I've been telling everybody is that I get a lot of people who say, well, what can we do to support the trans community? And a lot of these people are employers. But when you ask them if they have anybody who works for them that's trans, they say no. So they want to be able to give $20 and make their conscience feel better, but that's not going to cut it. I know people who are literally rocket scientists, who are pilots, who are surgeons, and they come out as being trans and they lose their jobs. And if you really want to help the trans community, hire somebody who's trans. Don't give us lip service. Give us an opportunity.
So I'm Owen Smith, and I work for Equality Maryland, and I'm also on the transgender response team. And I'm here because as a member of the transgender community, I think it's important that we are all here to support each other. So currently, Equality Maryland is working to pass statewide legislation that would make it illegal to discriminate against people based on their gender identity or expression in areas of employment and housing, which also includes homeless shelters, and also the area of credit.
That's what friends are for good times and bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore.
I'm just really glad that the turnout was so big and there were so many different types of people. I think that it's really heartwarming and really speaks volumes to where Baltimore is as a community and how we're actually going to stand up against systems of oppression.
Now there's so much more I see. And so, by the way, I thank you.